Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 24, Pretoria 26, Rustenburg and Mombela 28 grade.
Crashes, I'm afraid. Hi. N3 northbound, a crash at Von Buren Road, queuing traffic, and obviously the knock-on around Galulis is pretty bad. And Edenvale, N3 south, crash before Modderfontein Road. Opgehoopte verkeer.
Ons begin in die Bronkhorst Spruit Landrosof waar die borg aansoek aangehoor word van die beweerde diamantbedreer Louis Liebenberg en sy vrou Desiree. Die egpaar en 7 ander is verlede maand in hegtenis geneem op meer as 50 klagtes wat verband word met die beweerde diamantbeleggingsslenter. Duisende beleggers het na bewering meer as 4 miljard rand verloor. Masajabu Sifolaro, berig.
At his last appearance, Louis Liebenberg alleged he was mistreated and threatened by prison officials, allegedly on special orders from the Minister of Correctional Services, Pieter Groenewald. Groenewald has since vehemently denied the claims. While the state did not oppose bail for the other 7 accused, it is asking the court to refuse the release of Liebenberg, the alleged mastermind of the multi-billion rand scam, and his wife Desiree on bail. Masachaba Sifularo for Jacaranda FM News.
City Power het die elektrisiteitstoevoer afgesny na 10 saakondernemings en groot kragverbruikers in Lenasia wat saam meer as 60 miljoen rand skuld. Dit sluit in 'n winkelsentrum, die Soweto Hotel in Cliptown en 2 volstasies. City Power se woordvoerder Isaac Mangena.
We really need this money for services that we are supposed to give to the very same businesses and the residents in the Lenasia supply area. We will continue to intensify these operations to ensure that every cent that is owed to City Power, over 9 billion rands is owed to City Power. It's a dead book that we are sitting on.
Die Suider-Afrikaanse Geloofsgemeenskap se Omgewingsinstituut doen intussen 'n beroep dat die land se elektrisiteitstariewe dringend hersien word. Dit volg na Eskom se voorstel aan die nasionale energiereguleerder oor 'n veeljarige prysvasstelling met 'n verhoging van 36%.
With this irrational tariff increase, it clearly points to inefficiencies within Eskom and results in taxpayers and end users bearing the financial burden of Eskom's mismanagement over the years. We at SAFC believe that the multi-year price determination model is no longer fit for purpose.
Dit dan Maya Nangale van die Omgewingsinstituut. Nou na die Noordwes van die polisie beslag gelê het op myntoerusting wat vir onwettige mynbedrywighede per verlate myn in Stilfontein gebruik word. Beamptes word nou al weke lank na die gebied ontplooi in 'n poging om onwettige mynaktiwiteite ondergronds te bekamp. Senzo Mthunu, die minister van polisie, besoek vandag die gebied. Polisie woordvoerder Athlena Mate het bevestig dat die minister tydens sy besoek 'n vergadering met gemeenskapslede sal hou.
So we are continuing with our operations, as you would have seen earlier, that was our morning day shift parade where we were dishing out the marching orders. So we are likely to see the ministers be taken through what has been happening. They will also come to this particular abandoned mining shaft, but most importantly, they will be meeting with the community leaders in this particular area.
En die Automobielassosiasie voorspel 'n effense daling volgende maand in die prys van brandstof. Huidige data van die Sentrale Energiefonds dui daarop dat brandstofpryse met ongeveer 5 sent per liter sal daal. Diesel sal egter na verwagting met 40 sent per liter styg. Ek is Chanel September top story at the Sawa at the Bronkhorst Magistrates Court. The bail hearing is being heard from alleged diamond fraudster Louis Liebenberg.
Woo, exciting times. Every time I look, yeah, what? The petrol price is going down, but diesel's going up. I'm going, well, I drive a diesel car. Don't wash your car today, because it's going to rain. Chanel is terug in die atelier. Woohoo! Hello, Sissy. How was it? Chanel's been away for opleiding, doing a big Reuters course, and it was a very prestigious thing. How was it? It was lekker.
It was lovely. I was one of 12. The rest of the participants were all from different parts of Africa.
Cool.
Over 300 people applied for this training program,
wow.
And I was one of 12 chosen.
Wow. Don't.